Employer healthcare crisis fuels $2.74 billion valuation for Gartner's AI doctor selection platform. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde, and number 9,650, Gartner Health closed a $100 million Series E at a $2.74 billion valuation, bringing total capital raised to approximately $300 million. The platform connects patients with high-performing physicians using a dataset of over 60 billion medical records to reduce employer healthcare costs by eliminating unnecessary procedures. Gartner is deploying Series E proceeds into two AI systems, Gartner Research Agent to identify high-quality physicians and Gartner Member Assistant to handle operational tasks like appointment booking and claims verification. Gartner Health just closed a $100 million Series E at a $2.74 billion valuation, and the message to healthcare incumbents is clear: data-driven provider selection is no longer experimental. It's infrastructure. The digital platform, which connects patients with high-performing physicians using a dataset of over 60 billion medical records, is solving the employer cost crisis by making physician quality measurable for the first time. The round was led by Index Ventures with participation from Kleiner Perkins, Redpoint, Thrive, Sequoia, Founders Fund, and Kaiser Permanente Ventures. Total capital raised now stands at approximately $300 million. Gartner's model is straightforward. When employees select high-performing providers identified through the company's dataset, their employer covers most or all out-of-pocket costs. This incentivizes better doctor selection and reduces costs by eliminating unnecessary procedures. Revenue flows from employers desperate to contain medical spend without cutting benefits. The American healthcare system pays doctors to do things to you, not for you. Gartner is quietly fixing that, said Jahanvi Sardana, partner at Index Ventures, in a statement. By using AI to make physician quality measurable for the first time, they've built the market mechanism healthcare always needed, one where employers, hospitals, and patients can finally see who delivers better outcomes, and the system rewards them for it. This deal arrives as employer healthcare costs reach crisis levels, according to Gartner CEO Nick Raber. Employers are going to need to find a solution, Raber said. Employers are going to have to find some way to change the incentives for their members, and it's no longer going to be really feasible to allow them to treat every provider the same. Translation: the era of undifferentiated provider networks is ending. Performance-based tiering is the new default. The AI infrastructure play Gartner is channeling the Series E proceeds into two core AI systems. The first, Gartner Research Agent, reviews current medical literature to identify high-quality and efficient physicians nationwide. The second, Gartner Member Assistant, handles operational tasks including appointment booking, benefit explanations, and claims verification. This dual investment reveals Gartner's strategic positioning. The research agent is the moat. Continuous ingestion of medical literature and outcomes data creates a defensible dataset advantage. The member assistant is the wedge. Reducing friction in the patient experience drives adoption and network effects. Together, they form a platform that becomes stickier with scale, a critical characteristic for software businesses targeting enterprise buyers. The company's 60 billion medical record dataset represents a material competitive advantage. Scale matters in healthcare analytics. Larger datasets enable more granular provider comparisons, better risk adjustment, and more reliable outcome predictions. As Gartner adds employer clients, the dataset grows, improving accuracy and expanding geographic coverage. This creates a flywheel. Better data attracts more employers, which generates more data. Raber's origin story adds credibility. He experienced healthcare failure firsthand when back pain was misdiagnosed, leading to 4 surgeries. I got to see how healthcare really works from the inside, and I just got really passionate about it, and decided I want to aim my career at trying to solve the problems, he said. His conclusion: healthcare dysfunction stems from lack of consumer incentives and information. That thesis now carries a $2.74 billion valuation. Provider economics under pressure. The Gartner model implicitly creates winners and losers among providers. High performers gain patient volume and employer preference. Low performers face utilization declines. This dynamic has precedent. In value-based care, quality measurement correlates with reimbursement. Gartner extends that logic to employer-sponsored insurance, the largest healthcare financing segment. Max Healthcare's recent earnings illustrate the margin pressure facing providers in quality-measured environments. The Indian hospital chain reported consolidated profit after tax of 387 crore, approximately $46 million, for the quarter ended March 31, 2026, up just 3% year-over-year from 376 crore. Gross revenue rose 10% to 2,664 crore, but the stock fell over 6% on margin compression concerns despite stable operational metrics including 75% bed occupancy. The message, revenue growth without margin expansion disappoints investors, and quality measurement increases pressure on both dimensions. Max Healthcare's board approved a 1,400 crore investment for a 712-bed Greenfield Hospital in Lucknow, expected to open in fiscal 2030. This capital commitment reflects confidence in volume growth, but it also signals the infrastructure arms race underway as providers compete on measured quality. Platforms like Garner accelerate this competition by making performance transparent to the ultimate payer. The employer value proposition Garner's business model depends on employer willingness to pay for differentiated provider networks. The pitch is cost reduction through waste elimination. Unnecessary procedures represent a material share of U.S. healthcare spending. By steering patients to high-performing physicians, Garner reduces overtreatment, duplicate testing, and surgical misadventures. Employers save on gross claims. Garner captures a share of the savings. This performance guarantee structure aligns incentives. Garner only earns when employers realize documented savings. That makes the product an easy budget sell, no upfront capital expenditure, no implementation risk, and payment tied directly to measurable outcomes. For benefits leaders under CFO pressure to cut costs, the decision tree is simple. The Kaiser Permanente Ventures investment is strategically telling. Kaiser operates one of the largest integrated delivery and financing systems in the U.S. Its participation validates the Garner thesis and potentially signals future partnership opportunities. Integrated systems like Kaiser already measure and manage provider performance internally. Garner extends that capability to self-insured employers without captive provider networks. The operating model question: private equity firms increasingly recognize that value creation plans fail not from poor strategy but from weak operating models. The firms that perform are not the ones with the most compelling theses. They are the ones with the most disciplined execution. This principle applies directly to healthcare technology investments. Garner's valuation reflects not just the market opportunity but investor confidence in execution capability. The company's AI investment strategy demonstrates operational focus. Rather than sprawling into adjacent verticals, Garner is deepening its core capabilities, better provider identification through the research agent and better member experience through the member assistant. This concentration of resources signals management discipline. It also suggests a clear path to margin expansion as AI reduces the cost of both data ingestion and member support. The Plaquemines view: Garner Health's $2.74 billion valuation represents a fundamental repricing of provider quality data as infrastructure, not insight. The company is not selling consulting reports. It is selling a real-time decision layer that changes how patients access care and how employers pay for it. That distinction matters. The institutional capital opportunity here extends beyond Garner itself. The company's success validates a category: performance-based provider networks. Expect spin-out models targeting Medicaid plans, Medicare Advantage, and specialty verticals. Oncology, orthopedics, and cardiology are particularly ripe for quality-based tiering given high cost, variability, and outcome measurement maturity. The second-order effect is on traditional benefits intermediaries. Brokers and third-party administrators face margin pressure as Garner-style platforms disintermediate the employer-provider relationship. Those intermediaries that fail to build or acquire quality measurement capabilities will lose share to platforms that can demonstrate ROI through documented savings. That creates mergers and acquisitions urgency. The strategic acquirer list for Garner includes United Health Group, CVS Health, Cigna, and Elevance Health. Each operates large employer book of business and each faces pressure to demonstrate value beyond network discounts. Acquiring Garner would provide instant quality infrastructure and accelerate the shift from volume-based to value-based employer contracting. At $2.74 billion, the price is digestible for any of those buyers, particularly given Garner's $300 million capital raise and implied exit expectations. The more aggressive thesis: Garner does not sell. Instead, it builds a direct-to-employer platform that bypasses traditional insurers entirely. With 60 billion records and growing AI capabilities, Garner could evolve into a third-party administrator with native quality measurement. That would position the company as infrastructure for self-insured employers, a market exceeding 100 million covered lives in the U.S. That path leads to a significantly larger outcome than $2.74 billion. The bottom line: Garner Health Series E validates that employer-sponsored healthcare is entering a performance-based era. The $2.74 billion valuation price is in rapid adoption and category creation, not incremental improvement. For institutional investors, the signal is clear: quality measurement infrastructure is becoming non-negotiable for employers, and the companies building that infrastructure will capture material value. The operational risk is execution. Scaling a dataset-driven platform requires constant investment in data ingestion, AI model refinement, and member experience. Gartner must prove it can onboard enterprise employers at pace while maintaining data accuracy and member satisfaction. Failure on any dimension erodes the network effect that justifies the valuation. The strategic opportunity is platform expansion. If Gartner can prove ROI for employer populations, the model extends to government programs, international markets, and specialty verticals. Each expansion compounds the dataset advantage and increases switching costs for existing clients. That durability is what separates infrastructure from point solutions. Expect Gartner to accelerate enterprise sales through 2026 and establish category leadership before traditional insurers mobilize competitive responses. The companies that move first in performance-based networks will define the rules. Those that wait will pay acquisition, premiums, or lose share. In healthcare, infrastructure advantages compound. Gartner just raised $100 million to make sure it compounds first.